When I first heard Mary Morrissey at an event in Los Angeles state, "Everything is created twice," I was somewhat perplexed. She went on to explain, "Everything we create, in both the physical realm and the intellectual, starts first with a thought or idea. As thoughts and ideas arrive with us from higher dimensions, the fourth to the fifth, what we do as physical beings is to transform them into third dimensional reality. Napoleon Hill famously stated, "Whatever man can conceive and believe, he can achieve," and excuse the 20th century masculine context. This is a long-standing theme, but what does it mean in practical third dimensional context? Consider the chair you're sitting on. Certainly, it was created, manufactured, put together, but in the beginning, there had to be a design, a drawing, or computer image, probably both, and they came from the first creation of the object. It came from someone's thoughts, from their ideas. It was first created in the mind, and then in physical form. There is a common misunderstanding promulgated by the book and movie The Secret about the law of attraction. The movie implies all you or I have to do is think about something and it will just happen. This is also the understanding many people have about the idea of manifestation. But it doesn't work like that. It's not automatic. To make anything that you or I conceive and believe happen, we have to take action. Also, when we put any kind of pressure on achieving our concept, such as a target or some kind, it falls into a bath of treacle and slows down. Not to say it won't happen, just the more pressure we apply, the longer it will take. It's all very well my saying we have an idea and then turn it into a physical object or life situation by taking action. But what is the action we need to take? It's something many people have trouble with, because they don't really understand what it means. In his mind, Adrian Newey, the most successful designer of Formula One racing cars over several decades, can see the air flowing over the surfaces of the car and then adjust them accordingly. He visualizes the complex airflows, the control and adjustment of which is essential to improving the performance of the car. To turn our first creation, an idea of the lifestyle we would love to live, or something more mundane, the secret link between the first and second creation is visualization. Here's the thing. This isn't necessarily about seeing things. If you're a visual person, in NLP terms, perhaps you will. But you may prefer to write down your ideas in terms of the vision, or speak them if your learning preference is audio. I learned this technique from Matt Boggs of Mary Morrissey's Brave Thinking Institute, who calls it the time machine, and Phil Ollie, who I referred to last time, who calls it fast forward. I won't go into the details, but it's quite simple. But you have to have the courage to do it, as it works best if you share it with someone else. You can find it in the Freedom Academy as a video clip from a presentation I did at the Best You Expo at London Olympia early in 2019. Visualization is the link to your ideas, into turn your ideas into action using the goal setting system I described last time in my Seagulls message. Of course, if you're not clear how to do this or need help, I'll be happy to discuss it with you. There's just one thing. Earlier, I said this solution from thought to form isn't automatic, but you and I have to be careful. Our subconscious mind, where all the first creations, the ideas, are stored, is very tenacious. And if you come up with negative ideas, it does sometimes open situations, especially if you think about negative possibilities too much, where they begin to manifest, sending you down a path you don't want to follow. be careful what you wish for, or even contemplate happening, because it may well do so. Having said that, I wish you well in your endeavours in implementing your ideas, your first creations. Use the techniques I've suggested over the past few weeks, and make it so.